This is CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com with myself, Siya Sangwenif, and we're continuing the conversation. It's a year in review. I love, like, I started off the show with, like, a layout, and I had topics, and I said, like, oh, you know, these points I have to talk about. Now I don't even know where we are. I don't think we've gone by order. We've jumped from Grammys to Adele to Kendrick, everything in between. So we just were listening to Bitch, I'm Madonna by the woman who should be in an old age home but is not.
She's on your stages. No.
Exactly. Before we get into that though, and what you guys personally think of Madonna, because I'm slightly biased, we now have somebody else in the party. I don't call this a show. It's not an interview. Mr. Mpo is in the building. How are you doing, Mpo?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Yes, so somebody comes in, it's like it's very official. By the way, before we have too much fun here, I think I have to give you two huge, huge kudos, because I brought you guys specifically because I think you guys are young people doing awesome things in the country right now. Mpo, you're an actor on Analyst Gold Digger. I am right, thank you. I was like, his Twitter bio just says it all, just like lists everything he's on.
He's an actor on SABC 3 and ETV.
Everything basically. ETV 8 p.m. I'm doing well so far. So how's that journey been this year?
Listen, it's been amazing. I think working with the legends of South Africa has taught me so much more in terms of the craft. We worked with the great man himself, Mbonga Ningema.
I mean,
we did his plays in high school, you know what I mean? And he played my dad.
From Sarafina.
Yeah, we actually did Sarafina as well in varsity. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tina Jack, who's just brilliant. Clementine Musimani. Mm-hmm. Youngins, Mkita Nyoka, Thabo Malema, Figile Mthwalo.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, I always thought that I knew what I was doing, but then after Gold Diggers, I feel like anyone can come at me right now. I think I know every department, from cine, editing, light. I learnt a lot.
Well, if I don't say this, my aunt will hate me for life. So I just have to say, I don't know, she's now confused in the storyline. Someone is claiming money from someone who died.
Yes.
And they don't know how to divide the money. So she's also doesn't know what to do. So you are the reason for my aunt's stress right now.
All right.
Just know that. Sitshaba, you were involved with The Road on Mzansi Magic.
Yes.
That, I think, is such a revolutionary program for South Africa. Because just like from the very first episode, there were like two storylines going on. I was like, what is Shonda Rhimes all up in this? This is huge for South Africa. So how's that experience for you?
It's been great. It's been very great. Because, I mean, like you said, it's something that we're not seeing in this country. And it's something that the US and all the big television series that we like watching, they're doing this. They're doing this is what's happening in one timeline, this is what's happening in another timeline kind
and
of thing.
And it's set in two different time zones.
And they make it work.
Not time zone, time
era. It's been confusing for some people, but you catch on. You can catch on. It can be really engaging. And if you get bored of one story, you got another one that's got you.
Yes.
And there's always something to look forward to in one story or the other, you know. It's been really fun. And I mean, once again, also, it's been a thing of working with legends. It's great. I mean, you got people like Luthuli Dlamini.
Oh, man.
Stanley Khoroge.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you got some funny people. You got your Trevor Noahs. Trevor Kumbis. You got your Trevor Kumbis who are actually really great
huge
human.
Budget.
You know, you wonder sometimes when you bump into comedians in general life, you think, these people are probably like the biggest assholes in real life. They're probably just making jokes about everything. And Trevor Kumbis is actually a genuinely really cool guy. He's always funny. He's always going to be that guy, but he's a really funny
very
guy.
Very messed up, though.
Yes.
No, I get verbal abuse from him.
Everybody does.
That's the reason why I shaved my hair at one point. Because he sort of alluded to the fact that I have a skinny body but big hair, so I look like a lollipop. I was like, thanks, Trevor.
Like, bruh, bruh, bruh.
So I had a Britney Spears moment, like, shaving my hair. He's awesome. You also, TG Squared on Cliff Central, Mondays at 2. He's always here every week. So it's cool. And then, Zama, your sister is on The Road as well.
Yes,
could
she
you
is.
Possibly have, like, spoiler alerts? Can you find out what's
spoiler
happening?
Alert. Hey, hey. Yay.
What I'm saying is, technically, isn't the production about to go on break right now?
Well, doesn't mean episodes aren't showing.
Exactly, which means though they've shot into the future. Like, ballpark figure, how far into the future have they shot? Like, how many weeks or episodes?
If I could guess correctly, I'd say maybe plus minus 15 or so. 15,
yeah, 20, maybe. 15, enough, that's enough. Like 3 weeks. Got it. So, Zama, big guess.
He got what he needed.
Like, just like contact your something. You can send an email, message through a pigeon, whatever it is. We have 3 weeks of spoilers to find out here. So, tons to get on about, talking about 2015. But let's just go back to Madonna. Madonna is still touring. She still has muscly, veiny arms. She's still dating people like half her age.
She must get her life, though.
Good. I say
I
good
think
on
she's
her.
Had a whole life.
So, a whole life.
She must sit down, give other people a chance.
Paul, let's put you on the hot seat first, since you've just stopped by now. Okay. What do you think of Madonna? Should she carry on? Should she sit at home?
You know what? I think Madonna, the credit she has till this day is still on point. You know what I mean? Mm. But I think for her own health, I think she needs to step down.
I think she's still fine though, because you know when you reach like a Tina Turner level, where Tina Turner, if you go to a Tina Turner concert, you know it's high heels, it's moving, it's legs and short skirts, and then when you can't do that anymore, really, like no tea, no shade. And she decided this. She was like, you know what? I'm not going to now be the person people come to my concert and I'm just standing there, because that's not why you love Tina Turner. Mm-hmm. So that's why she stepped back and she's not, you know, performing anymore. Yeah. But like a Barbara Streisand, Barbara never booty hopped to begin with. Yeah. So that is why Barbara Streisand can still carry on. So until Madonna cannot do the splits and jump over dancers.
But can she still?
Yeah.
Yes.
Best believe.
Backwards, girl.
Best believe.
Bitch. No.
She told you that.
Bitch,
I'm Madonna.
Madonna could be someone's grandmother and she's out here doing splits
she
on
really
stage.
Could be.
Of course.
Look, man, if she still can, then. No, because I think, I mean, guys, come on. I feel like this whole age, you get to a certain age and now you must be, like, actually, I'm with Madonna. Mm-hmm. Because if girl can still get down, then she must get down.
Get
like,
down.
For real, Darren, don't you think age has now been redefined? Overall. You know, it's not like you now need... Halle Berry stays winning. She's just had a kid at like 47 or something.
Halle Berry and Pharrell Williams are sharing the Lazarus.
They disrespect
age. They never age.
They
have like
we need to find out what's going on.
That they just sip on every once in a while. They meet for drinks every week and sip on fountain. That's just how it is.
But what I'm saying, it's now not even for women. There's no pressure of like, I need to have a child here because I don't know what Halle did. But she had a kid at 47. That's like, you'll be 50 and your kid is 3. Like...
Yeah,
you'll matriculate
your ovaries have been like just doing a job. See, they're like, we're ready when you
I
are.
I don't know what it is. So there's now this thing of you don't have to do certain things at by a certain age. I think age really overall has been redefined.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I think in that sense, especially in the Hollywood sense, if you've missed your sell by date with having kids, you can just adopt one.
Yeah,
or 10.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Yeah.
No shade here. No shade here. But
it was only 6.
Yeah, you know, and we like them all.
Okay.
What did Maddox, Pax, Knox, and to you?
You know, all
okay,
the
so
names.
Sia wins that one.
Yeah,
you win.
I was just waiting the whole day for that.
Yes.
On that note of age, and people doing what they want despite their age, a certain couple of months ago, we saw a 65-year-old woman on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine in a little corsetti lingerie vibe.
Come on. Not sure if it's a woman.
And she said, call me Caitlyn.
Caitlyn
Jenner.
Yes. Oh, yes, I saw that one.
Oh, man.
Do you know...
where do you stand on this, you guys?
The moment that Caitlyn finally revealed herself, I remember my older sister tweeted that, you know, you can tell Caitlyn's a woman now because everybody's obsessed with what she looks like.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
She's made it, though.
Where do we stand on this?
Can I look, man?
Yes, before
Caitlyn,
speak your mind.
You know what? I'm for what she did.
Yes,
because
she.
You know what? Let me not try and explain.
You'll get in trouble.
Baby steps. Let's help you out here. Yeah.
You know, I'm for all that she's done, but I mean, my problem is the voice. It still hasn't changed. It's still Bruce Jenner.
I'm clapping for you.
Is that true?
Yes.
I haven't watched any interviews or heard her.
I'm telling you, you see this old woman, very nice hair,
and
on
she
fleek,
looks good
healed.
For 65.
Yeah,
looks
and then the
really
voice.
Yes.
And then the voice. Kim. It's disturbing.
That to me kills me.
It's disturbing.
I'm like, you have enough money to alter your face, and I've never even heard of the procedure feminize. That's a wow. That's what she did on her face feminize her features, and now you see the difference. Like, she now has a soft chin and a different nose, and her eyes are different compared to the Bruce. Fantastic. Really, she now proudly has a C cup. I'm like, good on you, sister girl. But your voice kills me. I can't.
Then isn't that like hormones? So that's something that's a gradual change. Probably. So like maybe in like 5 years. But then also
she
like
still
it's 2015. I'm sure you can have your throat replaced.
Like this.
Are you sure?
I know your voice.
At this point, why not? So sure.
If someone out there is selling Beyonce's vocal cords, I will have my throat replaced. I will replace
best
it.
Believe those things will be so hard to find.
Yeah. Even if you do find it, how much?
Yeah.
There's no price. Because then I'll be,
Beyonce's chords.
Because then as soon as Beyonce goes, I'll be there to take a place. No, I'm joking.
Zama will be, if you are like listening, a lifelong contract. She doesn't mind to pay that price. I remember for me personally, with the whole speculation of is Bruce Jenner becoming a woman, and you know she'd be spotted with long hair. Well, he would be spotted with like long hair, and then like paparazzi would find Bruce with like painted nails. I was like, no, you guys, this can't be true. This is not right.
Looking for stories.
Then Caitlyn came out on Vanity Fair, and I was like, okay, I can sort of accept you, but there was this one particular shot. Let me see if I can actually find this picture. Caitlyn Jenner was minding her own business, and she's at some market. So it was probably like on a weekend or something, doing some shopping in a tight skinny jean vibe. And she had thigh gap. I was like, Caitlyn!
Thigh gap?
No.
Yes! When I saw Caitlyn with thigh gap, I was like, I'm calling you a woman. I will now accept you. That is fine. Wow. Thigh gap is a definition. I'm like, cool on you.
But guys, can I just say that is unfair, because Caitlyn Jenner was an Olympic athlete and a man.
Yeah.
Guys, Bruce. As men.
Bruce.
Like,
Bruce was an Olympic
athlete. She's Caitlyn now.
Caitlyn's a model for Vanity Fair.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you were an Olympic athlete. Of course, you're going to have thigh gap. You have to worry about, you know, like having women, baby bearing hips and things
like that.
The
template
is
there.
Yes.
Yeah, the template is there.
Thank you.
Now, what happens with like Bruce Jenner's charges? Bruce Jenner was in an accident, killed.
We
need to be politically correct. Yeah. Someone died in the car accident, and that is still like in court or whatnot.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying like I'm not gonna accept responsibility, but I'd be like, sorry, I'm Caitlyn now.
who got charged?
Yeah, Bruce. I'm Caitlyn now. Sorry,
not me.
I'm a different person.
No, the voice. Don't forget the voice.
Really, got vocal recognition over here. We know who it is.
So, yo, what do we say? Can Caitlyn really be charged? It's one of those things.
It's look. At some point, this case is going to catch up to her.
Yeah.
But at the moment, she's still Caitlyn Jenner, the celebrity, the pool of journalist happiness.
Yeah.
She just makes life so easy. And I'm sure even comedians are eating out of that bowl of wonderful Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, eating out
okay. Wow. Wrong choice of words. But anyway, the point is, the fact is, celebrity power is a real thing.
Mm.
It really
and
is.
It's going to make everything take a little bit longer or be a little bit easier for her to get out of that situation, or for it to take a little bit longer for it to actually really catch up to her.
I think it's a good thing. Maybe some might say it was all for attention with the reality show. At the end of the day, Caitlyn/Bruce was also involved with the Kardashians. So what else do you expect?
Yeah.
Once again, there's a K at the beginning of that.
Yeah, it's a C, which I think was a slight
C.
Stand.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, I thought she
made
it the whole
very
K vibe.
I think it is.
Caitlyn. Okay, no, shout out to her then. No. Okay, then
I lost support with Caitlyn when she went onto the Ellen DeGeneres show. And during the interview, she said she did not necessarily support gay marriage. I was like,
Ellen DeGeneres?
No, Caitlyn.
Ellen?
Yes.
Yo.
In front of Ellen.
I'm like, what?
It's like going to church and say, if you God, like.
Pretty much. Like,
1+1=3 in that situation.
Yeah.
Chick, you were a dude. You want us to now accept you as a chick. And here you
LGBT,
are.
LGBT, you're part of that.
Not accepting gay marriage.
You're part of that.
Right, but didn't Caitlyn, I mean, I read something not so long ago, it could be a month or two with me. I don't keep up with, you know. But
you don't keep up with the Kardashians?
Yeah.
Touché. Nice. I just mean with like all these tabloids and stuff like that.
Yes.
But last time I checked, Caitlyn had a girlfriend? boyfriend.
Oh,
it was also, a woman who also went through the same thing.
Also gone through transition.
Yeah, I mean, how
sexual. You guys
partner?
So what do you technically call that? It's men. Technically, they're both men.
A transsexual partner. Is that, it's
oh, you guys.
Guys, see, it looks about to spill tea.
Like so. Vesia was last week, like I was in Durban on leave, and then I was just minding my own business. Then I met this guy who lives in New York. Hashtag we're now besties, because like if he lives in New York, you know, gotta,
you know, gotta,
yeah, gotta keep the right context, connections. Uh-huh. So he was like, relatively saying he goes in social circles, etc., etc. And one of the people that he hangs out with, but hasn't seen in like 5 months, is Candace Kane. As I called up, Candace Kane, that name sounds familiar. Candace Kane is a blonde friend, in inverted commas, who is friends with Caitlyn and appears on the reality show. And okay, a lot of people have said that they could be together. Now, I can say on record, that guy told me that Candace and Caitlyn have had a thing. So I was like,
you know I work on radio.
But... my people would say, Lipumile Ikawa.
Yeah! You know.
Nothing else to say. Listen, it's not on record. I am going by a third party here who also hasn't seen the chick in 5 months. But this is what stopped me in my tracks. And okay, now I really feel like I'm spilling a lot. Caitlyn supposedly still has a penis.
No.
What?
Then the thigh gap, where does that come from?
A young tuck in.
Tuck
it in. Look at
this picture. How do you explain
just
that? Because I'm
let's
like,
see. See,
this is the thigh gap picture that got me. Please, you know, just you.
I remember
you
that.
Just go Google Caitlyn Jenner Paparazzi pictures, you'll find it. Mm. So Caitlyn has a penis and Candace doesn't.
So we know how, you know, the dynamics work.
Well, we know how it works then.
But you just confirmed
I'm
it.
Is, so.
She's still a homie though.
Caitlyn
she may
Jenner.
Have more estrogen, but she's still a homie. She's still a homie then. Let's just look out what makes a homie a homie. She
yeah.
So let's accept things right now. Caitlyn Jenner's lesbian.
Yeah.
I mean, you see, this is now I only stick to calling her because social media and the whole world had a whole big fight about is it him, her,
yeah,
she, her. Or what is
you
what
see,
is
gender's
it?
Easy to understand.
Now,
you can now be like, okay, cool.
This is her. But now with the penis revelation, now
I didn't know this.
I thought that everything was rooted in that they pumped in some estrogen and they went through the whole process of hormone changes and all of that, and then it was a full physical and chemical change as far as I knew. I didn't know that there was no removal.
I'm not, but I think that maybe takes us, that explains why the male voice is still there, because perhaps, you know, until you,
is the genitalia still there?
Because
as far as we know, it's still there.
I would think then, how do you, and I'm really saying this out of a point of trying to understand, how do you feel completely like a woman
when that was what
if you wake
saying,
up in the morning and it's like, well, hello morning, down there glory, type of thing?
It's so proof that as a man you cannot forget that there's wonderful pleasure in that thing. You can't throw it away. It is a very valuable part of your life.
I want to dispute, but then this is going to turn into a sex show. It's going to turn into the sex show. So let's not even go down that road. But like, true as that may be, listen, no. Compared to the women's anatomy, no.
Only Bruce can
you
fight.
You guys are playing Little League. This is the major leagues going on. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
We had the chat earlier. Sex sent me to the ER. Homies in there. He's just seeing the woman walking in wheelchairs, coming wheelchairs. Like
I don't need to
down.
Know anything else right now. I'm so, done I mean, with this.
Does Caitlyn want to actually keep it, or
we don't know? You see, because this is such a sensitive topic. Because when when you read like transgender articles, etc., etc., they're always like, it's not about what's underneath your pants that matters. I'm like, well, kinda to me, because they're like, being a man or slash being a woman. Mm-hmm. To me, isn't defined by your genitalia. Which they say that.
But you see, they're the first people to go and jump into that whole argument of what is a man.
Yeah,
because
they now say there's a difference between
the
like gender identity.
You see,
But I think that's what the entire transgender community like is banked on the fact that what you identify as.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. So if you are a woman and you identify as a man. Because some people don't have money to do that.
But
obviously,
I mean,
Caitlyn does.
Some people don't.
Some people don't. So if you're a person who doesn't have money and like you want to be a man and you like you identify as a man, then you're a man to you because then you can't help
if
you don't have money to go all the way.
I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
But then in the case of Caitlyn Jenner, what can you say though?
I think she maybe under drag, guys.
No, but that's not a gender. That's a different thing.
That's just men. This is like where now the drag becomes complicated because she's got a seeker.
No, but the thing is, it's not drag because drag is just men who like to dress up as women. That's it.
Yeah, I think
technically.
Yeah, but I think it's important to remember, like, as well. I mean, we don't have insight into Caitlyn's thinking because you know, it's not, for me, I would imagine it's not just about like money. I don't think you just wake up one day and you're like, okay, I'm coming out to the world as a transgender, and then tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock I'm gonna go and remove my genitals and stuff. Like, for me, I would imagine, like, once that's I mean you can still remove your maybe your breast implants and things. Yeah. Once you remove that guy, you know, there's no going back, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's a deeper consideration. And I also think that maybe more research or like discussion or forums with people that are actually in that situation are needed for the rest of us to kind of understand why, you know, and how. And I think as humans, we want to box things and we want to understand.
Yeah.
I think for me, you know, it's just like, okay, this is what's happening. This is an awareness that's come about, so let's just check it out and observe and try and keep an open mind about you
and
know?
Also at the same time, we need to also realize that it's not our business.
It's his or her,
whatever you want to call it, Caitlyn Jenner,
politically correct.
But regardless of who you are and what you what social group you're going with and who agrees with what, at the end of the day, it's not our business. And it's not our chat, so we can,
you know,
it's just something that, like he said, we can just stand there and just
Darren
said it himself.
And I think it's so easy for most of us to roll our eyes and be like, oh, it's all attention. But somewhere out there, there's probably a 11-year-old girl who has been called a girl and has a vagina and breasts, but feels that she's not a girl and she's struggling and she doesn't know what to do, and she can't exactly go out to transgender courses because she doesn't want the world to know, but she can switch onto E! Entertainment and there's a role model, and she now feels like she's getting some sort of advice or whatever. So someone out there is benefiting from this,
like Shiloh, who identifies as a guy. They wanted to call her John.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Like, Shiloh wants her, like, her family to call her John because she identifies as a guy.
Yes.
She's a little girl, but they
want
to call her. Angelina Jolie's daughter. Has short hair, and she usually dresses in, like, a suit and, you know, pants and whatnot, and she likes to be called John.
How old is she? Changer.
Yeah, she's like, she was born, I was in grade 2004. She was born in 2000. Why do I know this?
Why is every child turning out to be a Willow Smith now?
So she's 11.
Don't you dare touch Willow.
Man, I love Willow. But I refuse to understand that a 14-year-old girl can act so philosophical and it still be true that everything she's saying makes sense.
But
it's really difficult for me to understand. And now 11-year-old girl is telling you, it's dropping
bars.
Parents.
It does start with
when your dad's Will Smith, you can be whoever you want to be at whatever age you want to be.
No, I feel like when your mom is Jada, because I remember Jada
released. Mom was holding it down also.
Yeah, because when Jada released that thing of like, why would you let your daughter cut her hair? And Jada's like, no, I'm going to let her be her own person. She can do whatever she wants because she owns her beauty. I feel like when you let your children like grow organically, and like, and obviously, guys, the fact that your parents are multimillionaires doesn't either, because you don't have normal people problems. So you can think about the universe while people, you know, trying to pay bills.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like that. But like, I'm for Willow all the way.
Good on you, John / Shiloh as well. Okay, so let me do something now. I will go around the room and I'm going to give you a topic and you give me like a line or two as to what you think about it. Okay. Also something that happened in 2015. Big things all around. Let me start on this side of the room with you, Darren.
Yes.
Darren, in one line, can you sum up the death of Bobby Christina Brown?
Oh, shucks.
Deeply tragic and very sad.
Yeah.
True.
Mm.
Zama, we all know that Chickadee. I love how eloquent I am. What, Kaylee Cuoco, who's from The Big Bang Theory. Now, Big Bang Theory, one of the biggest shows on television right now across the world.
Yeah.
So she has tons and tons and tons of money.
Yeah.
She got married 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And they don't have kids with husband, anything. Thank she, of course, is making the bulk of the money. They signed stupidly. They didn't sign anything. So they got a divorce this year. And the husband's like, I'm entitled to 50% of everything when they got divorced. What do you think about that?
She's still making $1 million an episode.
Excuse me, but a husband who didn't do anything, and we'd be married for like 2 years, pushing on three, and then we got divorced, and you now want 50% of my money?
Look, she's still making $1 million.
Okay, yeah, cool.
She's fine. You're
just taking 50 cents out of my pocket.
Yeah, like, God. I'm like, oh, okay.
So, Chaba, Courtney and Scott breaking up.
Yeah. Kardashian.
Do you not? Yeah, I was about to.
No, when you said that, I was like, oh, that Disick guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Once again, I'm not a fan of the Kardashian hype, and the two of them, I watched a couple episodes and I saw them and I saw Scott and I was like, okay, all right,
kudos, nothing,
thumbs up,
just
okay.
Over it.
All right, yeah. Okay. They broke up then.
Mbo,
yes,
Donald Trump running for president.
I love this.
I want a Donald Trump.
You know what?
I'll give that one to you as well. You Everybody can do some explaining.
Yeah. A sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I fear. For the US.
You just struck
fear.
We
need the right kind of leadership. He can promise this and that. Sorry, there is a monologue. I'm sorry. I'm not for it.
Yeah.
I'm really not for it. I'd go for someone else. It wouldn't be Kanye West either.
Yeah.
I'm not for Donald Trump being president. I mean, I've seen whatever some of the stuff he's been saying. People are like, it helps. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's just boxing everyone.
Mm. Yeah.
And putting us, it's going to become, you black, stay here. You white, stay here. You this. It's going to
so
be,
like
it's going to be a
standard segregation.
Pretty much.
Zama, you have strong words.
A lot of people have been
what do you have to say?
That's a dangerous
And more importantly, when is he going to do something about his hair?
Listen, no. That, we're tired of that. What is it? It looks like a,
people say that's the new Hitler moustache.
Oh, wow.
Guys, let us not forget. Let us not forget that the followers of Hitler actually liked him.
They still do, I'm sure.
This is
yes,
true.
They do.
This is true.
Nobody likes Trump.
He was charismatic.
Nobody likes Trump. Yeah,
he was a charismatic
Trump
leader.
Isn't
he was a
charismatic.
Leader.
He's just balling.
Sorry, comrades. Can I throw a spin in the works here?
Let's do it.
How many? So Donald Trump has been married three. This is his third marriage. Okay. So he has two ex-wives. Have you guys ever heard his ex-wife say a thing about him? No.
Because I didn't even know
they're
who the
swimming
is.
In the money.
Thank you. Donald Trump has 6 kids, 5 of which now work for him. Have you ever seen his kids go off the rail, get drunk in public, say anything bad about their father? So all I'm saying is, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, but what I'm saying is, if you can have your house in order, maybe you can get Parliament in order to. I'm not saying I don't want to. I don't want to see him in office.
It's no.
Can I just have procedure?
It comes. Yeah. It sounds like he's got things in. It's literally. It's exactly that. He's got things in order.
I knew
he may not make the best decisions,
but look at it.
Yes,
look at it this way. Has any you look at all the generals that like got caught after Hitler committed suicide. Did anybody say anything bad about Hitler?
But girl, have you heard what they're saying about Hillary Clinton? They're like, how can Hillary Clinton satisfy the whole nation when she couldn't even satisfy her husband?
Because she's a woman. Guys, Donald, do you want a man running the free world that wants to bang his daughter?
Based on what? What do you say?
It's so harsh.
Because he keeps on saying that, number one, if he wasn't like that in this order, he's like, if he wasn't married, and then after, if she wasn't my daughter, I'd definitely date her. Ugh. Literally, word for word. Donald
Trump says this. Also, you know, things like that can be taken out of context when you're inside. When you're in a
let's
bubble
hope it's out of context.
When you're so scrutinized, it can be hard to say things like that. There are many people who could be like, nah, dog.
Awesome.
Okay, also now I'm thinking about I was going to save myself. My cousin, she wasn't my cousin, but I can't. That's disgusting.
Thank you. How do you take, I would date my daughter if she wasn't my daughter, out of context?
Did he say I'd date my daughter or I'd do my daughter? Because there's a huge difference.
I would date, but what does dating entail?
But still, at the end of the day.
Look, he's these days is a campaigner. Maybe he's campaigning for his daughter.
But I just say the mere fact that his wife isn't joining him on the campaign train says a lot. If your very own wife doesn't support you, you guys,
it's going to be a struggle in conservative America that every politician has to have a happy family.
Yeah,
and has to represent their family, and that family is part of the presidency.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard for anyone who doesn't represent that to step in and become the president.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think that Trump is even a threat.
And then again, wives also carry campaigns, because look at Michelle.
You see?
Because if Ivanka, they're all motherly looking like...
And she's a hip-hop star.
Yes, she actually, I heard the rap song.
No, not Ivanka, wait, what's
Michelle
the rap
song? Michelle Obama.
It's a rap. Melania.
Education. Yeah. Yeah, about education.
Yeah, I saw that. Who did... Yeah, she did like a clip or something. I was like, ish, Michelle. Okay, so I know Wendy Williams isn't like the source of all good.
And, but
like,
she's your
incredible source.
She's
my source. So I was watching Wendy Williams and she's like, yeah, you can tell that Michelle Obama is really over being a first lady because she now wears dresses where she shows her shoulders. And if you think about it, like, not a lot of first ladies do that. And then Wendy Williams is like, yeah, she now has long hairs. And you look at pictures, first ladies usually have their hair tied up,
etc.
Like
she did when she started.
Exactly. And now Michelle is all up on hip hop music videos.
Yeah.
She's done. She's just like, yeah, I know.
She's going back to having the first black president. I mean, come on.
Best believe they started
in the hood. It's part of us.
Yeah.
They weren't always privileged. They were chilling in the hood once upon a time. So,
well, she's not about to have like rollers in her
hair. Michelle was patting her weave and sitting in somebody's car saying, Shaniqua, where my money? Shaniqua, where my money?
You know, like, she was.
She best believed she had a friend named either Shaniqua or Naomi.
Oh, look,
Naomi.
She had one. Most likely a Naomi because we want to be friendly to mainstream, but you know she
has went to law school.
Thank you. And no one can touch her. She has more money than Barack.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly.
Where did she get that money from?
Yeah.
Because she was a lawyer and like to the point where she was Barack's mentor, guys.
So you're telling me she earns more than the president?
No. Well, no, now.
Back then.
Her net worth is more than his.
Okay.
Because.
Because
accumulation
Michelle.
Of what she did before and now.
I think so, yeah.
And also now releasing like a single
a mixtape.
So you know she's making money right
now. It's so wrong in so many ways.
It's going to be Michelle Obama and Beyonce opening
Madison
Square Garden.
It's just that Michelle and Beyonce don't. It's like water and oil. They don't.
I know Michelle.
You know Michelle.
That's the other Michelle. We don't.
I want a Michelle Obama remix of Feeling Myself.
Thank you.
I'm feeling myself.
We're Michelle, if you're listening, we have a request.
Obviously,
call up Hillary Clinton and be listening. Like, yo, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's look at other things as well, because we can go on and on and on with Trump. You see what you do about with us, Trump. Darren,
yes.
There's a new English royal. Prince George has a little sister. Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana of Cambridge. Do we care? Are they still relevant? Is it a thing?
Well, look, I mean, congratulations. And I guess maybe for us it's not as interesting because we're not living under the Queen and, you know, what children pop out doesn't necessarily determine, like, our future, you know? So, I guess, like, congratulations and we know now, but I don't think it's, like, the most newsworthy thing of this year.
For us, especially.
Maybe if they're not sure who the father
of the kid is. Not in their family.
If the kid came out redhead, then I'd be like, yo, then there would be something else. Zama, Justin Bieber, with the nude pictures, and then he has a killer album purchase.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Because it was all up on the Twitterverse. I was like, okay, damn, baby, you ain't a little kid anymore, so that's for sure.
I did not think I'd end the year a believer.
Me too. I couldn't even like restrain that shriek. It's
like,
true.
I was just like, where did you come from?
Who are you generally not a fan of, though?
What?
Who are you generally not a fan of? Because you seem to be quite fannish.
I'm a professional fan girl. Yeah, Taylor Swift, sorry.
Yes.
I don't do Taylor Swift, sorry, no. Bad blood, because maybe now we got bad blood.
I don't want to hurt your fifis, I just asked.
Yes, Mpo, update. Fifis are feelings in the world. That's a
thing. I just laughed
just
like I knew.
Sachaba, Trevor Noah. A sentence or two.
Sentence number one,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy for his success.
Got it.
Sentence number two, I don't want him to go there and ride the I'm Trevor Noah, I'm now on The Daily Show, and not be amazing anymore. Because that's what his last few DVDs look like.
Yeah.
And I watched like one or two episodes of The Daily Show, and they weren't horrible, but
Yeah. I didn't feel like I needed to watch anymore. And that's what I'm worried about, that he's not going to keep the standard sky high and then become an international success, not just a South African success.
True.
But I think then there's a lot of pressure that he's under, because to take from, because I loved John Stewart, like I'm still a fan of him now. So to take that and try and make it your own, I think it's very difficult, because also like the writers, they're kind of sitting on their laurels because they've been winning Emmys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, since Kingdom Come. So I feel like, shame. I think we need to give him a bit of time to like ease into it.
Yeah, big up to him. I mean, he still comes to South Africa too, so he's not like forgetting us.
He hasn't done a show
licensed by Comedy Central to do shows. It's not like he's coming to the motherland for the sake of
anyway,
but that's when you know you've made. It's like, no, I'm not going to go home to visit. I'm going to go home to get more money.
It's a job.
Good at you, Trevor. Mpo.
Yes.
Yeah, here's a big one, which I don't even have the strength to even get into. Yeah,
listen, I hope I can.
Charlie Sheen being HIV positive.
Listen, because I mean, I've been hearing that it's through his sexual activity.
Of course.
What else?
So I don't know which one it is, because I mean, how many people, number one, how drunk or how high can you be that you go to a party and I'm like, yo, Sechaba Bri, you want to take a hit? Injection into me, and then directly after that, into you. Sterilization of some. No, it's because we blowing money. We got millions. So
when you
whatever.
Have the sense of you're invincible, I'm not saying he's about to walk in the road and like a, you know, think a car won't kill him.
He might.
But like, true. But you. I often think, I don't think I'm cut out for fame or being really, really rich, because in that space you now have people around you. You can decide right now, like, squad, let's go and have lunch in Germany, and you fly to Germany and you're like, let's have dinner in France, because you can.
And nobody's telling you I got work tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one says no. Everybody gets you what you want. Everyone wants to please you. So for you, things just roll. So I'm not saying that he doesn't know the facts of safety, but it's just living in a environment and feeling certain things like you're unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, also, you see, that's the thing about this fame and glitz and glamour, money.
Yes.
You have literally everything at your disposal, and it's women like this, and I mean, guys, look, I'm not about to preach on protection and stuff like that, but then just love yourself.
I now think you should
have a purpose.
Purpose like Justin Bieber. Ask him what you did there. Now, just in closing that topic, you know, because of course that girlfriend of his is definitely listening. Yo, Chiquita, listen up, you're probably going to be in the news for like 2 more months. This is what you do. You go and you sue his ass, because it's on record that Charlie Sheen had unprotected sex with her, knowing full well that he was now HIV positive.
So are we talking about the nurse?
Like that girlfriend, that weird. She was like,
which of the 5,000 are we talking about?
One of them. I just know she's another little blonde.
Is this the one where the doctor administered?
No.
Okay,
no.
Not that one.
You see, now I would be like, I need to sue Charlie. I need to also claim damages. I will now go for therapy for the rest of my life, even though like nobody can administer that. Yeah. I just want $5 million for therapy for the rest of my life.
Wait, is she HIV positive?
No, she isn't. Okay. You see, I would want to write a book about it. I would go on a speaking tour, like, woman projection. Yourself, yes, girl, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you with your career. Anyway, before I sound like a bad person, Darren, wrapping up, Kylie Jenner in 2 sentences. Not even Kim Kardashian, because it's fine with you and Saint West. That's something else.
Listen.
Kylie Jenner with the lips Saint. And Tyga and the.
I really feel like Kylie's the one to watch out for.
In a good way or bad way?
In a good way. I think she's at such a young age showing these signs of being business-minded, and she also... Yeah, because she's now come out with a new range of lip glosses. How much of a Kardashian fan are you, Sia?
No. I'm hearing all of that. She has hair extensions. I'm not doubting any of that. But I'm saying she is 18 years old. Dating a 25-year-old rapper. Was dating a 25-year-old rapper.
Was.
No, yes,
Tyga. Wait.
They're now like,
told me
it's now what? Over, but supposedly.
She saw something on Snapchat, on Twitter, a link to Snapchat, apparently saying she's now expecting.
No, that wasn't true. Yeah, not true.
Jesus. Yeah, it's
because my thing was, as mature as you may be, you're still 18. This guy is 25, is a rapper, has tattoos all over, even tattooed your name on his arm after like 2 seconds. Stupid decision. Has a kid himself, and then goes, I know you're 18, but I'm going to write a song about you, saying along the lines, she may be young, but she doesn't act like it when she's stimulated.
She grown when she's stimulated. I'm like, creepy.
That is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. What about the car that he supposedly...
Is she keeping the car? I'd keep the car.
Wait, she bought it herself.
Money. No, he bought it with her money.
Yeah, pretty much bought it herself.
Yeah.
So he's a spinner.
So on two counts, I think that's balling on Kylie to be like, I don't need you and you can buy me a gift with my money. But on a second account, Tiger, you rich ass.
He's the Michelle of Young Money. He's the Michelle of Young Money. When you got people like Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne and Michelle. Drake killing it there.
He just looks too skinny and scrawly for my life.
Listen, skinny is the way. I'm skinny.
I'm skinny too. Takes one to know one. But
hello.
We all Tiger.
But then the thing is, you guys are talented.
That's why we like you, Zava. So you throw shade at Tiger?
Second of all, shade.
Okay. Come back and redeem yourself, Zama. Love wins in America. Equality, gay marriage now being legalized.
It's about damn time. I mean, come
amen.
On.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't even know why it's a fight. Maybe me, like, I'm like, I didn't even know why it was a thing. Okay, it was a thing because conservative America is wow.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Donald Trump. Yeah. But it was about damn time, I think. It even seemed like fine, carry on. Because like, this was supposed to be happening a long time
People
ago.
People stopped caring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, great.
Yeah.
So, but hey, gay wedding.
Exactly. Now, no pressure for everybody getting married. But all I'm saying is to all the South Africans who are now happy and they changed their Facebook profile pictures as well. Guys, we had marriage equality for many years in South Africa.
Is it been around? I was asking people. I was like,
yes. South Africa is one of the best constitutions in the world.
We just don't enact it properly.
Most liberal.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
Thank you.
Sichaba, Bill Cosby situation.
Oh, man. It's your granddad.
I don't know if you're...
I'm joking, Sichaba.
That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. You know, we all want to feel like it's not true because Bill Cosby is... But it's Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's our childhood. He was our pops, right?
He was our pops. Yeah.
He was our granddad.
But like, also, same time, as people who are now in entertainment industry...
Yes.
It's easy to understand how that could be true.
Of because course it's true. It is.
It's very easy to understand how that could be true.
And especially those times.
I'm looking at him and I'm listening to his replies to all of those statements and I'm I'm like, ish, but goddamn, Dad.
I'm just holding the wife, Camille, is still by his side.
I said I'm loyalty.
Like living in oblivion and ignorance.
But you have to, because like, what kind of woman is going to fully admit that what her husband is? And like,
you know, she probably doesn't want to accept it at the same time if it is true. I mean, it's hard. Imagine hearing your husband that you've been with for so long, the man that you love and that the world loved, is now all of a sudden being charged for rape upon many a female. Not just one, many a female, going back to what, like the 70s, 80s or something.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a long time flipping it out and slapping on foreheads.
Exactly.
That's a long time.
That's when I knew like shit was serious. If Janice outspoken, never so hard, and she cried on TV confessing that. Janice Dickinson. She's a former model.
Used to be big. Tried a reality show.
Do you remember that? I felt like I was the only person who watched it. if it still came on, I'd still watch it, just like how I'm still watching John and K+8, which is now K+8. Moving on. I really feel like everybody like judges me for these things that I confess. Yeah. Okay. And then finally rubbing up more and everyone can chime in on this one. Roads must fall, fees must fall. I feel like we are we have to speak about this.
The roads must fall, I'm gonna skip. I'm gonna shoot straight for fees must fall. Mm. I'm about to speak right now. Mm. Look, with the fees must fall, I really supported the whole initiative. You know, I mean, fees are expensive, but then when you look at them saying they want a 0% increment, what does that mean? That the fees will stay the same throughout till whenever?
Which is
so
very cheap
for like it's a standard. Yeah, it's a standard kind of price you pay for law. But then also, if that's the case, the 0% increment. Now, where are we gonna get textbooks or the if school supplies, where are we going to get the educators? Are they going to outsource anymore? Will they have the money to do so? I think as much as it's a good thing, we all want to, you know, see fees fall and, you know, because I mean, a lot of people, it makes sense. Our parents fought and they were promised dreams. Now we here for the, you know, they were sold dreams. This is one a sign I saw. Our parents were sold dreams. We here for the refund.
Yeah,
I really like that. But then, I mean, also, how long will it go on for? Because at some point, the fees must fall, will happen again.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, also free education is meant to be free. But I think with the amount or the money that we bring in paying, there are certain things that are covered by those fees which actually benefit us. So tell me, doing drama, how are you going to get that one amazing actress or actor to come true to the students or to come help them out?
Yeah, gonna have to drop.
It's standards going to have to drop.
But see, this is where the problem that I have is that there's two things. One being that, like, after having some conversations with some of my lecturers about this, I found that what some of the students were requesting was that they find other avenues of attaining funds,
yeah, which is possible,
so that they can fund those things, so that they can keep the standard good and they can only improve it as opposed to letting it depreciate. But now the other problem is now still with that the actual, the way when points are wonderful and amazing and really
in your head,
well-versed, yeah, and then when you speak it just goes,
yeah. No, I think the bigger thing is we can really like have such a full, I think we should have devoted another hour just on this conversation. Mm-hmm. But out of everything, I think I'm glad that people who were oblivious to this now know. It started a conversation and I think it set such an amazing point in South Africa at this time to say that we young people can make a change.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter who's in power right now or how you think they're wonderful or how horrible you think they are, but we the people, which is the first line of our preamble and our constitution, really still have the power. So on that political, philosophical note, let's go back to superficial things.
Before we go there, the point that I was going to say was tax.
Yes.
Tax is the biggest problem because we constantly, throughout this whole fees must fall thing, what we constantly did is we referenced other countries.
Yeah.
Northern
yeah.
Hemisphere, first world European countries that are able to make free education things possible.
Yeah.
Where the difference, the biggest difference, not that they're first world and we're in between first and third world or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that in a country like that, in those European first world countries, they got at least 80% of the population actually paying tax.
True.
All the taxes that they need to pay. In this country, we're probably sitting at about like between 15 to 30% of our country actually paying tax.
Yeah.
That takes a massive toll on everything, not just education.
Yeah.
But education is one thing of many things in this country, of how the whole country needs to run. And when there's money missing from there, there's not much that the government can do. So there's certain avenues of getting funds that they can't go to.
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem.
And really on that, like, Fees Must Fall isn't an island on its own. Like, recently in time, it was like reported that about, you know, our education is average $7,400, but 95% of the population can't afford it. 95% of the population can't afford it. So
it's things crazy.
Like that. Like, that's why it's not an island on its own, because Fees Must Fall kind of showed that, like, government, and like, yeah, it's, you're gonna love this. It's just, it's a huge thing. It, like, it's kind of like making us aware of the fact that there's so much work to be done. I mean, today's Reconciliation Day,
you know.
I didn't know until I woke up. And I'm like, okay.
Put on you for admitting. Other people out there
feel
the same.
I really don't know, guys. I'm like, why are the streets so empty? Because this is lovely. So it's kind of those things like, what are we reconciling? Like, thank you. Like, we're coming for the refund. Why do we have to come for a refund?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, then what was the point in 1994, guys? So like, only like 2% of the population got the dream and the rest has to, like, sorry.
Preach.
See you later type thing.
Preach.
Yeah.
Yo. Okay.
Back to superficial.
Let's go.
All right. So I have a closing game. We have 10 phrases here. Now, all you guys have to do is you say, should this term, a popular term in 2015, should it stay or should it go? Okay. All right. So, like,
all of them must stay. I don't know.
Should we take them to 2016 or should they stay in 2015? All right. So First one, Bay. Stay or go?
Go.
Stay.
Go.
Stay. Go.
Stay.
I think it's disrespectful.
Two stays, one go. Sejava.
I'm with stay, man.
Three yeah. stays.
It bought its way into my heart. I Bay didn't like stays. It, but it bought its way into my heart.
I think I actually want to like make this a proper official quiz.
I want to get a girlfriend so I can use it. Then it can go.
Oh. Don't use it
so you can
girlfriend.
Go on vacation.
That's kind of sad, but
no,
funny.
Not a vacation. I don't like vacation. Vacation.
Why are you hating?
Die.
Do you have a bae?
He's had a bae. He's had a bae.
She must
but
be
don't say it like that. Say it like bae.
He got too exhausted. Now he doesn't want it anymore.
All right. Second term. On fleek, stay or go?
Let's go.
On fleek is on fleek.
Darren, my guy.
You can see how this
no,
table
on fleek is on fleek is gonna stay because when I, you know, apply mastery to my eyebrows, yes. Who knows they're going to be on fleek? It's not going anywhere. Okay. I'm sorry.
So even us guys right must now. Use it on fleek.
Yeah.
Don't you want get our own version?
Yo, that 3-pointer was on fleek. Come on,
yeah.
Darren.
Oh,
okay.
On fleek stays.
Okay.
All right. Third one, basic.
He's must
basic.
Fall.
Basic
must
fall.
Fall.
It doesn't
fall.
Need to stay.
Basic must fall.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice. If it falls, then you can use it later. Use basic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a young throwback. Basic.
Then you use it ironically, then it comes
yeah.
back.
Let it take it. It can take a break. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Basic can take a break.
Beat. Also, just like on fleek, like your
yeah,
face is
beat.
I don't know it. It should
I've
go.
I've never heard it. It doesn't need to be here. We don't.
It doesn't
it
work.
It didn't have an effect.
Your face is on beat. What are you, Rihanna?
On beat.
No.
No.
Your face is beat.
Does that mean you're ugly?
No.
Is it like when you wear too much makeup?
Your face looks like you got beat.
No.
Your face looks beat.
Yes. That's what I get.
No.
You look like a victim of domestic violence.
No, not like that. It means when your face is beat, it means that like your face, it's your makeup is done properly.
No, guys, we've got proper English words. Beat needs to go.
No, guys, I have a different version of that because. The latest season of America's Next Top Model.
Yes,
okay,
yes
of course. When what's the one dude's name that always poses in photos with his eyebrows up?
Uh huh.
Yes, Given. He came out with too much makeup on, and Jay, what is that? Miss Jay was like, "Your face looks beat," which means that you have too much makeup on.
Okay.
That's what I understood.
That's true.
Okay, beat must fall though.
Beat must fall.
Beat must fall as well. Fire. Like, oh, that was fire.
But
must
fire,
fall.
I think we'll always be there.
I think
yeah,
fire, can
be the
fire, can
okay.
fire
can
fire,
stay.
Fire
can
stay. Fire is good.
We on fire.
All right.
So we can have many thousands of many, many more songs called Fire.
Or nah.
What's that?
Can stay.
Oh, yeah. Or nah.
Or nah.
Or
nah.
Or
nah.
Like, or not.
Or nah.
Yeah.
Or nah.
Okay.
Or nah. No, it can go. It doesn't matter.
Like, can it stay or not?
It can, nah.
Or
nah. It can go.
Or nah stays. Okay. We're
or
making
nah
this official.
Yeah,
does,
or
it
nah stay?
Does it stay?
Or not?
Nah. Ah, it
okay,
go,
it's
dog.
Going. It's
yeah.
going.
Everybody is skeptical about or
Girl.
Nah. It's going.
It's going.
Sounds like someone's name.
Goals.
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 Actually, goals can fall, guys. Yay.
Yeah.
Goals
people have,
guys.
People
yeah.
have
goals,
weird
goals.
Goals
had a really good run.
Yes.
Goals
people have weird goals.
I yeah, don't think it's going to go, though. People like hashtag squad goals,
yeah, well,
hashtag.
Sia was the one who had family portrait goals. So
it's just
going to
keep growing.
Goals.
It's
yeah.
going to keep growing to
like
everything. Radio goals, hey, title
yeah.
goals, name
yeah.
goals.
Yeah.
No, people had
microphone
like
goals, studio goals.
People
studio
had
goals.
Like feet goals. And I'm like, whoa.
No.
You see, they're using it wrong.
Yeah.
Goals must go. Must go.
Yeah, okay, goals can go.
All right.
But have goals.
Feet goals.
Have goals.
But don't use them like that.
Yes, kids.
I have to change my accent a bit when I say this. Yes.
Stay.
Oh yes, thank you.
Go.
Thank you. I've been sent. I've
okay,
seen
like
my
it.
Message so many
yes.
times. Yes.
It's yes.
I know that must stay.
I've
must
seen
stay.
One
yes.
I've seen one
yes.
person.
I think it's cool.
I've heard it once in real life. That's not a real thing. It can go.
It is
no.
a thing.
It is a thing.
Yes.
Now
thing.
You've heard it twice.
Or if somebody does or says something stupid, and you're like, yes.
Yes.
You know, like,
yes.
I will say yes.
Okay, wait.
That must
I think
say
I'm
yes.
confused. How do you use it?
Is it yes?
Anything.
I thought it was yes.
It is like yes,
yes
but yes. like,
it's just
yeah.
in the moment.
Do you know what? I know of that word being used when you see something nice or something's great.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
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 But not yes.
Yes.
No.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Netflix and chill. Stay or go?
We don't have Netflix here.
We don't have it here, so it doesn't need to
We're
be here.
We're just jumping on things.
We don't get it.
I'm
so get it.
It's a BC One and chill.
Feel at home.
That's
Feel at home.
Unfortunately, we don't have the data to say Showmax and chill.
Yeah, we're not there yet. It must first come before.
Yes, let it arrive and then we can have, it once we indulge and enjoy it.
Yes.
Last one, turn up.
It can stay forever.
It can
I love
stay.
It.
But
yeah.
I feel like we should upgrade to like turned. Like the turn up is done.
I've heard it many times. The Americans are trying to make it.
Yes.
Americans are trying to make turns they're using it, and it sounds dumb when Americans say it. And when American sensationalized America sounds dumb saying turnt, I don't want it here. We don't need it.
Okay, so we'll keep turn up. All right.
Turn up is fine. Turn up I'm happy with.
So, lady and gentlemen, by the power vested in me, we have now dissected 2015. We have reviewed it officially.
Nice.
We have spoken our minds about Donald Trump to the royal baby.
To Caitlyn
and the thigh gap. And we have now officially said that Bay on Fleek, fire, yass, and turn up can stay.
What about that mood? That mood one.
Why I'm done.
Mood can stay. Mood can stay.
Why I'm done.
Because there's some things that words, like some words can't explain something. So when you get a picture, like if you're saying mood must go, memes must go.
The power. Power of the meme. The Thank power of the meme you. is.
Well, you guys, when you were in school, did you never write those letters to your friends and you start off and you're like date and time and mood. And it's never going to go.
Mood. In a letter. Listen, homie, I need a pen. Not mood.
My mood.
Feeling uneducated.
You were advanced. You were hella advanced. Like, you were like a decade ahead of the game.
Like
bro.
You were like song. Mood. Color.
It was like general Darren, knowledge.
You know what? We're just going to go and school them after this. But you guys, it's 10 o'clock already.
Wow.
Cannot believe done and dusted. Fast. What coolness.
Right?
That was here. Thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
2016.
Yeah. Paul, carry on being gold digging actor extraordinaire.
I'll try.
Mr. Sechaba, have you graduated? Are you also
officially a graduate.
Ah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. Zama. Lunch soon. That's Definitely. Just how it is. Darren Hegels. That's it.
So
straight, simple, done, dusted. Thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you for listening as well. We do this every single day on Cliff Central because we're just cool like that. Have an awesome, awesome holiday. And you know what? Hey, if you don't have anything to do for New Year's Eve, hint and nudge, nudge, Cliff Central is hosting a New Year's Eve party. But until then, we will turn up there. We'll see you next year. My name is Sia. And I'll see ya.
This is CliffCentral.com.